Hello, and welcome to People Profit Planet. I'm Christina Anderson.
And I'm Alejandro Galeana Salinas.
And we are People Profit Planet. We are taking over this show from Joan and Nancy Gift. So, I am the Communications and Marketing Coordinator of the Office of Sustainability.
I also work at the Office of Sustainability. I am the Graphic Design and Web Development Coordinator.
Yeah, so today, and the show in general, we are going to try and just tell you today about some of our experiences with sustainability and hopefully play some cool music for you guys. Today, I'm going to be talking about my experiences in Iowa for the Iowa caucus I recently went to, and what some of the environmental issues there. So, and Alejandro, what will you be talking about?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I actually was digging around, and you as well, and we found this old proposal from 1975. It's called Seeds of Change. It was a survey of potentials for a Berea College vegetable gardens by Barry Adler. It was published in January 1975. And it's very interesting to see this, you know, because so often we take for granted everything that we have. But, you know, everything has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like recently, we got the bike repair station thanks to a lot of the hard work because of the Office of Sustainability, you know, and eventually down the line, we want that to be so normalized that you don't even think about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of how, like, Seeds of Change correlates back to that. You know, someone had this idea and they had this proposal, and, you know, 31 years later, actually, now we have the garden, and we take for granted, you know, that took a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, thanks to, like, the hard work of one student, we're able to reap the benefits of that, which is a really cool thing. So, our first song that we're going to be playing today for you guys, Alejandro and I actually took advantage of the Enterprise system, which is available to all Berea students. You can rent a car for however long, and we actually split the cost between five people, and we went to Cincinnati? No, Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio,
we went to We went to Columbus, Ohio, and we saw a Kendrick Lamar concert. It was amazing.
We made eye contact.
It was amazing. So, we're going to be playing you a Kendrick Lamar song today, and we hope you enjoy.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak.
Man down, where you from? Who you know, where you from? Where your grandma stay, huh, man? This mad city I run.
Brace yourself, I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinking go move. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was me, El Boogie, yeah, yeah, YG Lucky. Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly. Waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and Conan's, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light skin with his brains blown out. At the same burger stand with tank out. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day, I was looking at him different. That was back when I was nine. Joey packed a nine. Pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime. Pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, it's up. You shooting four if you ain't walking up. Fucking punk. Picking up the pump. Picking up you sucker, sucker. Could die a sucker punch. A wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR, duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man. Damn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94. F*** your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approve. Bodies on top of bodies. IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Osleys. When you hop on that trolley,
Make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic happens. That shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City.
Man down, where you from? Who you know, where you from? Where your grandma stay, huh, mine? This mad city I run.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear
yak, yak, yak.
Wake your punk up. It ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. Real simple and plain. We teach you some lessons about the street. Hood. Ain't nothing but a Compton thing. Chill. How we do?
Fresh out of school, cause I was a high school grad. Sleeping in the living room of my mama's pad. Reality struck, I seen a white car crash. Hit the light pole too, just hopped out on foot and dashed. My pop said I needed a job, I thought I believed him. Security gone for a month and ended up leaving. In fact, I got fired cause I was inspired by all of my friends to stage a robbery the third Saturday I clocked in. Projects tow up, gang signs get thrown up, laced in marijuana. And they wonder why I really smoke now. Imagine if your first blood had you foaming at the mouth. I was straight tweaking the next week and we broke even. I made allegiance and made a promise to see you bleeding. You know the reasons, but still I never know my life. Kendrick, aka Compton's human sacrifice.
Yeah. Been mixing since the 80s, low. States bug gets deaf, making the flip. Cluck heads all up and down the block and shit. One time's crooked as blocking again. A laundry, Rosecrans, bullets. It's Compton. I'm still in the hood. No, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. The hood took me under, so I follow the rules. But yeah, that's like me. I grew up in the hood where they banging. Cause the rep colors is doing the same thing. Pass it to the left so I can smoke on me. A couple drive-bys in the hood lately. Yeah. Couple of IPs with the f***ing spray can. Shots in the crowd, then everybody ran. Hood been a slave, street life I crave. Shots at the enemy, hearts turn brave. Mount up, regulators in the whip. Down the boulevard with the grip. Yeah. Trip, we in the hood still. So low grab strap, cause G is so real. Yeah. Deal with the outcome, a strap in the hand and a burn 10 grand's where motherfuckers stand.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me? Or see me to be innocent Kendrick you seen in the street with a basketball and some now latest to eat? If I'm mashing all of my skeletons, would you jump in the sea? Would you say my intelligence now is great relief? And it's safe to say that our next generation maybe can sleep with dreams of being a lawyer, doctor, instead of boy with a chopper that hold Dakota's like a hostage. Kill them all if they gossip, the children of the corn. They vandalize and the option of living a lie. Drive their body with toxins, constantly drinking and drive. Hit the button and watch this flame that arrive in his eye. Listen, count with the concept is aiming, they bang in the slide. Out that bitch with deposit, a price on his head. The tots probably go to the project's eye. Live inside the belly of the rough. Compton, USA. Made me an angel, an angel dust.
Mad City.
Pass Dr. the bottle. Damn. You ain't the one that got fucked up. What you holding it for? It's always acting insensitive.
That ain't no word.
Shut up. Doc, you good, my... Don't even trip. Just lay back and drink that.
And we're back. So, Alejandro, you found the Seeds of Change article within the Berea Archives. So, tell us a little bit more about that.
All right. I'm just going to basically read right from it. I thought it was really interesting. And here's the introduction. Introduction. Most of us are in some way aware of the problems facing our world today. The threat of widespread famines, environmental pollution, exhaustion of non-renewable resources, and economic recession are a few of the very pressing issues with which this generation will need to deal. The desire to promote a greater understanding of this situation, the lack of involvement of the Berea community with these problems, and interest in practical experiences in vegetable production, the desire for meaningful student labor assignments, and an increasing demand for fresh, quality vegetables to be used in college and college-associated facilities have been some of the motivating concerns for this work-study project. I personally must admit to certain biases in terms of the directions in which food production need to be headed. I have worked at the University of California at Santa Cruz Student Farm and Gardens Project for almost 2 years. Most of that time was spent in a volunteer apprenticeship program, learning the techniques of the biodynamic French intensive methods of horticulture. I must also confess to my relative inexperience with the local culture, having lived in Berea only since this past November and in North Carolina for only 1 year previously. Some of my own prejudices are apt to raise throughout this paper, even though I have attempted to present an objective review of the subject. The scope of this study will be to synthesize information and ideas. And that's just a basic introduction of the proposal. And I just found it so interesting how, like, he highlights the desire to promote a greater understanding of the situation. You know, like, there's no involvement in the Berea community with these problems. You know, they need fresh vegetables, and right now we're at a really good point, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we have you were mentioning earlier about the eggs. Can you mm-hmm. go more on that?
Yeah, recently I just saw an advertisement for the Berea College Dining Services. When I went in, they had a sign that said Berea College is now serving cage-free eggs, which is really, really cool, because I think a lot of the time at other colleges, and society in general, you're not actually that sure where your food is coming from. Mm-hmm. So to be able to say, here at Berea College, we're eating food where we know where it's coming from, essentially. I made a video last semester. It's on the Office of Sustainability's YouTube page, and it shows the entire process of how the food is going from the greenhouse, how it's picked by student laborers. It goes directly to the cafeteria, and it's cooked and then eaten, and then it goes right back to compost, which we actually use in the garden, which is an amazing process that is so easy and so simple, but a lot of colleges are just missing the opportunity to actually do. So I think that's a really awesome thing that we have. So cage-free eggs, and then what was your favorite thing that you like, Alejandro?
Oh, so now I also found out that the pigs are now, they're free-range pigs, and that makes me very happy, honestly, you know? Yeah. I want to go down there and, like, pet the pigs, because I personally love meat, but I also understand, you know, how bad the situation is when it comes to how we get our meat usually, you know, just the industrialization of the meat industry. It's very horrible, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen these videos, you know, how, like, animals are essentially just bred to die, you know, so we can eat them. And I'm glad the Berea community is taking an initiative, or like they did 30 years ago, and now we have this, you know. Mm-hmm. Our animals that we do use to eat are treated, you know, humanely, and you know, they're raised in a way that's very natural, you know.
Yep. And then I don't personally eat meat. I'm a vegetarian, but another really cool thing I appreciate is that Berea College, they partner with I guess Sodexo, which is the Berea College Dining Services. They partner with other local farmers and basically farmers, and they provide not just from Berea College, but other locally grown food, so you're supporting local businesses. I know the cheese on the pizza that comes from, I believe, Austin, Texas, and I have family in Austin, Texas, and
wow,
that's really cool. So I've seen it come from Austin, Texas, as well as, I think, Lexington, so we're always getting some really good dining options. It might not be the best all the time. I know a lot of Berea College students hate on dining services, but for what it is, the process that they have going is extremely ahead of its time, I think, and something we definitely take for granted here at Berea College. So, but like you said, I think it's a really good example of, you know, a few students standing up and saying, you know, this is something that we want, and getting it organized, writing an entire proposal. You guys can find it on the Berea College archives if you're interested in reading more about it and what he actually did. It's called Seeds of Change. Who's the author again?
Yes, the author is Barry Adler.
Cool.
This was published back in 1975.
Yeah, so he's a Berea College alumni, so you guys can check that out. Do you have anything else to add to that, Alejandro?
Not really, just like how happy I am to see, you know, how this has essentially, you know, started from just a paper, you know, initial research. You know, I'm guessing they had to organize to get this going, and now these are labor positions, you know, and we can put this on our website. We can say we have this type of meat and this type of local business, and, you know, it's really great to think of this way. In fact, I didn't really think about it, you know, up until I came to this college, and I've only been here for a few months, so it's really great to see that these initiatives have worked out, and they're very positive on us.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, well, I think it's time for our second song, which is America by Simon and Garfunkel. You guys might recognize it from a campaign ad that Bernie Sanders just used, and that's what I'm going to be talking about when we come back from this break. I actually went around and canvassed in Iowa, so that's something to look forward to. So stay tuned, and here is America by Simon and Garfunkel.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America, laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
And we're back. So, today I'm going to be talking about my experiences in Iowa. Let's see, the beginning of No, it was in, yeah. February 1st, Iowa had its caucus, and I had an amazing opportunity to go up there with some local community members. And it was an absolutely wonderful experience. I volunteered with the Bernie Sanders campaign, and we went around canvassing, which is knocking on people's doors and asking if they were caucusing for Bernie and making sure that they were, you know, exercising their right to vote in the primaries. So that was an amazing experience. We were there for a couple days, and I actually got to watch the caucus process actually happen. And Kentucky is actually going to be using the caucus for its Republican primaries, so that's something to look forward to if you're voting Republican. Overall, though, one of my experiences coming from, I guess, a sustainability point of view is that while I was there in Muscatine, Iowa, Muscatine is a big county that is very heavily relies on factories for their production of things, and that's where a lot of their jobs come from. There was Hahn, which is a furniture making company, Heinz is there, Monsanto is there, and a lot of the people that work there, that's where their jobs come from. And one of the things, while I was out canvassing, it smelled absolutely disgusting. And I'm like, why is no one talking about this? Why is no one upset? It smelled like dog food. And I was actually physically sick. I had to go home to the hotel room and take a break because I couldn't breathe a couple times. And it was just disgusting. And I Googled it because I'm like, why is no one talking about this? Why is no one doing anything about this? This is disgusting. I would never live here. It was beautiful. It was such a cute little town. And I would totally live there. But with the current state that its air quality is in, is absolutely terrible. A quick Google search showed me that some of the big factories there have been in trouble with the EPA. They actually have to pay. They lost a lawsuit for like $1.5 million in money that they have to pay back to citizens.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was disgusting. So, that was basically one of the big driving points of for me volunteering there. Bernie Sanders actually won Muscatine County, which is absolutely amazing. So proud of that, and to know that my work helped out a little bit, and that alone makes me, you know, very proud that I think sometime in the future, I think Muscatine can look forward to having better air quality and demanding it. Kind of like, I guess, the theme for today is, you know, a few people standing up and saying that they want change. And a few students, I Googled it, not students, but it was like Moms for Clean Air or something. So there were some moms in the area that were worried about the health of their children. I tried to look up some health statistics about Muscatine, Iowa, but they wouldn't show certain ones that were related to air quality related illnesses like asthma and upper respiratory infections, so I couldn't find any information about that. It was blocked, so maybe I didn't dig hard enough, or maybe I didn't look in the right places, but there were some moms that were standing up for their children, because you look outside and you see all these toys, and you're like, oh, I would never want kids like out here playing in this, because it just smelled so bad, and you know that there had to be some kind of health consequence along with that. So that's just from, you know, a sustainability point of view, what no one was actually talking about in Muscatine, Iowa. So that's pretty much all I had to talk about today. We do have a few announcements for the end of this. You can always go like the Berea College Office of Sustainability's website. We have a newsletter where you can read my entire article I wrote about the Muscatine, what really stinks in Muscatine, Iowa, is the title of it. So you can go look that up. And we have some bike repair stations, thanks to a couple of people at the Office of Sustainability, Noah and Holden. They worked on getting that set up, and there's going to be a video soon of how those work. There's one by the Office of Sustainability, there's one outside of Draper, there's one outside of Alumni, is there one by Blue Ridge?
Yes, there's one by Blue Ridge, which is where I live.
Yeah, where you live, nice. Sorry, but Yes, so those are some bike repair stations you can be on the lookout for. And as well, legislation is in the process of being voted on to make the roads safer for bikers. So if you do have a bike pretty soon, hopefully, you don't have to worry about, not being safe out there on the roads. So hopefully that legislation will be passed pretty soon. That's something you can look forward to. Alejandro, do you have anything?
Yes, just connecting back to what we've been talking about, we're talking about a lot of, student organization, a lot of, political climate, we are in that. We are in that right now, so, one thing that inspires, I think it's inspiring, to see the youth care about something, whatever it may be, whatever their affiliation is, for them to be caring about a situation. And in fact, I know that a week from now, almost a week from now, on Tuesday, February the 23rd, 2016, there will be a panel from 6 to 8:30 at the Carter G. Woodson Center. And what this panel is, it's Berea College is hosting Freedom University, or I should say, the Carter G. Woodson Center is hosting Freedom University. Mm-hmm. And it's a panel discussion about access to higher education, activism, and migration. Mm-hmm. And these are Freedom University student activists from Georgia. These are immigrant students who grew up in the state of Georgia. And they share their personal trials and tribulations in their fight to attain educational equality for all. And, you can come out and find out how their activism is shifting how we interpret American identity and American politics. And I think that's always important, to be, whatever your affiliation is, to always be, on the lookout for seeing how we are moving. We're moving as a nation or, essentially it's always important, tying back to what we've seen today, young people back in 1975, the proposal of Seeds of Change, just always being active. So just putting that out there. Freedom University panel discussion, Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016.
And from, aren't you going to be on that?
I will be moderating
You're
it.
Moderating it.
Yes.
Okay.
I might be on the panel. We'll look into it. I don't know. We'll look into it. I'll definitely make an announcement. So that's again Tuesday, February 23rd, 6 to 8:30 at the Carter G. Woodson Center. Maybe you'll see me there. We'll see.
Awesome. So you guys can look forward to that, and we'll have another show next week, and we look forward to hopefully you guys can listen to that again. So today, to tie in to Alejandro's Freedom University panel, we're going to leave you with another song from the 70s, the Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye-bye.